This is Debbie Fant on Sunday, January 24th at the Bella Vista Mennonite Church, listening to the choir in Sarasota, Florida.
Debbie also is, if you can give me a card or something, give you a recording of this that we did this morning. And it may be that you'll compare the two and say, that might be better than this. So just for you to choose, because we did sing it in our worship service this morning, and we have a very fine recording system there. And I talked to our sound engineer, and he said he'd be happy to transcribe that song over onto a small blank tape for you.
Great, I have tapes I can supply him.
You can even give me a tape, and I can do that for you, send it to you, whatever.
Okay.
All right, so let's do this before we get into other things. And it should be pretty fresh in our minds. I have an extra one. Any extra, just in case you might need one. always inspired a little more to sing when there's a big audience. So it'll give you an idea. And if you want to leave a tape with me, I'll be most happy to transcribe that other one on, too, so you'd have kind of a comparative. Three trumpets and flute. So Dan and Doug, and Doug isn't here. Dan and Doug, they don't know this yet, but we'll probably be helping to play on this. Dan's a trumpeter back there, Brother Doug, and we'll probably have to get Jeff to join that trio. And the flute, I'm not sure yet who will do that, but we'll get somebody. Typically, it's the familiar "I Sing the Mighty Power of God" melody, and doesn't have a lot of changes in, a few surprises now and then, and it has a middle section that's very interesting, very different, but we'll go through it and see what happens. And again, I appreciate Wendy coming and filling in today with Kathy, and she's been at it for very long, so whatever she can do to help us a bit will be appreciated. So, we'll start with you.
Does that ST at the beginning of the words mean soprano and tenor?
Yes. When you start singing at the bottom, soprano and tenor.
Oh, wait a minute, it's got A and B below that.
And then the A and B is below it, alto and bass, which means when you divide, and then sometimes it is in two parts. When you divide, the soprano and tenors take the top, and the bass and the altos take the bottom of the two parts in that next. Okay? Continue singing there.
So that's like a quarter note for us.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's treat it as a quarter note. I think that's the only way we can do it. Otherwise,
and we come in on the he, right?
You come on the word he. He formed the creation. So.
Marvin, might that be the alto is holding with the tenors and basses, and that's the soprano splitting above them because it continues with three part ladies down.
It says that. You want it to help.
Let me just say a couple of things. Yes, I have. I sing the goodness of the Lord, and this is altogether different. This is not the melody you're used to. It's really a middle section that I think the arranger has composed. I don't recognize it anyhow, as to where it comes from, but it's probably something we put together. Okay. Different character, much more smoother and soft. One, two, sing.
I sing the goodness of the Lord that filled the earth with food.
The preacher
sees his son, and they pronounce him.
before the big instrumental part starts, kind of leads into that. That little section, once again, on that page, Lord, how thy wonders are displayed. Would you play just a choral part for us, Wendy, as we sing that once again? Lord, how thy wonders are displayed is the kind of melodic line there. Okay, we go sing. Lord, how thy wonders are displayed.